דקה, זקה, עברת בי כמו תפילה, דימה טובה, נושקת בי את יופייך, עצוב ומאושר. לא 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 לא
Welcome to the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. I am your host, David Feldman, and today this is episode 4. Thank you for driving me crazy. Today we're going to discuss how in relationships, it often turns out that after a period of time, men tend to feel as if their wives or their partners are driving them crazy. What is this and what does it mean? I've never met a man who went into a relationship looking to get hurt, looking to be misunderstood, rejected, insulted, criticized, or humiliated. Who does that? All of us go into relationships to feel good, to feel great, to give and to share and to connect, to have great sex and to be understood, and mainly, of course, to be accepted and loved for who we are. But over time, something happens. The dynamic shifts away from those wonderful experiences and feelings and often transforms into something unrecognizable, something that if we knew what happened from the very beginning, we would never agree to. It usually starts small, but it can start big. Little comments, some sarcasm, some passive-aggressive behavior, some unacceptance of who you are as a person. Next thing you know, she wants you to change, and not just little changes, changes with a capital C. And most of the time, this shift isn't a pleasant one. It comes with a lot of pain, perhaps the threat of separation, and a lot of hurtful language. Many men at this point get confused and feel devastated. Most men who work with me are going through this exact phase, this exact phenomenon. And while the details are usually a little bit different, this woman is telling her husband this, and the other woman is telling her the husband this, and this one is too clingy, and this one's too needy. But usually it boils down for the men the same underlying sentiment. Oh my goodness, she is driving me crazy. A variation of the following continues. What on earth happened to us? All of a sudden, she started becoming critical. Nothing I do is ever good enough. She doesn't want to hang out anymore. She doesn't say nice things to me anymore. She doesn't even want me to touch her anymore. She never even says thank you anymore. And in extreme cases, the situation is even worse. She is kind and has time for everybody else besides for me. She will spend hours on the phone with her friends, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, but doesn't even have 15 minutes for us anymore. And it usually concludes with, I'm so tired of this. I don't need this headache and heartache. I'm just looking for someone to hang out with, enjoy, and have fun with. I'm fed up, and this ain't worth it. I want out. Every time I hear this same story, my heart bleeds for these men because this really, really hurts. We feel alone, abandoned, confused. And the age-old, never-ending message of, quote, I'm not good enough, rears its ugly head. It's sad. And what really gets my goat is that usually the beaten man on the other end of the phone is really a great guy. A provider, a protector, a lover, a giver. I am often amazed as to the level of integrity and sacrifice these men have for their relationship and partner. Yet nonetheless, here we are with a broken heart and an even more broken spirit. But I have a secret that I know that he doesn't. And my challenge is going to be how I can convey this to him each man in his own way, each in a language that makes sense to him, and in such a way that once he gets it, the turnaround is so profound that it brings a smile to his face, a warmth to his heart, and an excitement back into his relationship. What I know that he doesn't is that this woman who is terrorizing him is doing so exactly the way she was designed to do. She is fulfilling her purpose to a T. She is being the perfect partner to him. She is achieving the impossible, turning this boy into a man. Just he doesn't realize it, and neither does she. She may even deny it. She self-righteously defends her behavior by proclaiming that he is not appreciative of her, that he doesn't pay attention to her, that he doesn't prioritize her, that he isn't doing anything with his life. He's not growing. He's not changing. He's not fun. He's too clingy and needy and controlling. That he is too jealous or not jealous enough. Or, the list is endless. But what she is really doing, as only a woman can do, is zeroing in on every single one of his weaknesses and literally throwing it in his face. Rudely, crassly, insensitively, done exactly in the perfect way to get him where he is, broken and on the phone with me. And she is doing this not because she doesn't love him, exactly the opposite. Precisely because she does love him and wants to see the best version of him arise from the ashes. She sees in him what he doesn't see in himself, both the negative and the positive. And when he gets this, when he finally realizes what is actually going on, that she is 100% correct about all of his boyish patterns and his shortcomings, his lack of maturity and lack of masculinity, he laughs, and it is a deep, deep laugh from his soul. Because a new window opens up for him, full of new perspectives and insights into who he was and who he can be. As the possibility and image of a new and improved man emerges, we both smile together and say together to her, "Thank you for driving me crazy." Thank you for joining me in another episode of The Impassioned Marriage. Join me next week where we will bring you more fun and conversations about men, women, relationships, marriage, and love. God bless. דימה טובה נושקת בית יופייך עצוב ומאושר לה 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 לה